Did you mention a living room?
Yeah.
You got a living room?
Yeah.
Can you remember if people used to, is that what people used to call the best room in the house?
Yeah, they called it the parlor.
Front room.
Front room.
Parlor. Front room. They called it the front room, last place. Uh-huh. And I don't know why they got to call it that. I think it was on the front most of the time, but they called it, and then they got to call it the parlor.
Mm-hmm. That was supposed to be the best room in the house?
Yeah. What we call now a living room.
Do you have a fireplace in the house that you grew up in?
Yes, sir. Four of them. Five of them.
That's it. Nice meeting y'all.
Yes, sir. Nice meeting you.
Had how many?
Five. One in the kitchen and one in...
Two stacked chimneys.
Four of the six rooms and two didn't have. That's what you call a stacked chimney. A fireplace in this room and a fireplace in the other room out of one chimney. Had two of them. Then had a single chimney, they called it a single chimney, single fireplace in the stove room.
Big kitchen.
Kitchen.
I see. It's you said a stacked chimney. That means
Well, it's two fireplaces. I reckon where to get the name stacked. But it's you see the just like the building that's there, they'd have a fireplace here and one on the other room over yonder, but they'd have one chimney going out, see. There's a man in Thomasville that's got one that you'd put a partition in it, but the man in Thomasville got one between his den and living room that don't have no back. You can see all the way through. You put a fire over here, over there, you want to tell me, I never seen it, but that's what you call a stacked chimney.
Did any people around here have chimneys that were made out of mud and sticks or anything like that? You ever heard of that construction?
Oh, yeah. There was an old nigga on the place right here, the only one I ever saw, had one at each end. Stick and dirt chimney, they call it. Pin the sticks up and then take mud and daub it. Maybe grass or something else, hold that mud together.
Was that mostly on colored people's houses? Or?
Well, I guess way back yonder there were some in whites, too. That was sort of back before my day. But I saw them in use right around here, just about 200 yards.
I see. Well, I reckon you built your share of fires in the fireplace when you were growing up, didn't you?
Built what? Yeah, several fires. Yeah.
You had four and fireplaces in the house, I reckon you did.
I built several, but I tell you, I didn't build as many as a lot of folks might think, because most time my daddy would build a fire. Or somebody else would build a fire. I never did build too many. Built a good many too, but not like I've heard some folks say they have to get up and build a fire.
Could you tell me how you built one?
We had what we call light wood splinter, and we started off with that and a little piece of light wood, and then had the wood on top of it. There were none in, you'd punch a piece of light up on it to keep it going.
Did you have any name for the big piece of wood that burned a long time?
Just piece of firewood, that's all.
Right. What about back log or back stick?
Well, we used to have, we'd have a great big one we called the back log. We put the big one on the back, or sometimes we'd call it a Christmas stick. If it was a great big one, we'd put it on Christmas Day. Well, we'd have a fire all day with a bunch of people there, maybe, something like that.
What about those things that you put the back stick across inside the fireplace?
Well, that's, we call them fire dogs. I reckon the andirons, but we call them fire dogs. Now, them yonder's homemade, see?
Is that right?
Yeah. We got to where now we go to homemade ones, and one we did when I was a boy.